ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This is 11th canto, chapter 7.
圣哲曼印述了是关于伟大的有力量的国王亚杜和一位阿拉杜特之间的对话。
Lord Krishna will narrate this story to show Uddhava how rational intelligence can be utilized in Bhakti Yoga to acquire Vedic knowledge and how ultimately an intelligent person will come to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God.
要旨，主 Krishna 将讲述这个故事来向 Uddhava 表明理性的智慧是如何可以被用于 Bhakti Yoga 当中，以获取伟大知识，并且最终一个有智慧的人会来到至尊性格神首的莲花足下。
Om Agana Timirandasya Ganadina Chalakaya Chaksunamilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamaham Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajitana Savita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakam Bhutam Shri Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bhangi Kadapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhikanta Namaskate Tapti Kanchana Gaurange Raja Vindavani Shri Vishabani Sute Devi Kanamani Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Shri Namaste Sarasati Deve Avani Pujanani in the Sesha Sanyavad in Paschata Tesha Tare Vanchakalpa Chudhishcha Kripa Sindhu Vyevita Patita Nambhavani Vyavashnavira So this verse is an introduction to what's coming up. Krishna is speaking here to Uddhava.
现在 Krishna 向 Uddhava 来讲话，这个细节呢是下面的一个故事的一个序言。
Just to refresh a little bit, Krishna is very soon to leave the planet.
那 Krishna 不久将离开这个星球。
So, this is going to tell a story about King Yadu and another detail.
他即将讲述亚杜王和一位阿巴杜特的故事。
那个杜特是 more than a sannyasi, they're just completely out from the mission on the way. Another Duta.
一位阿巴杜特的地位甚至高于 sannyasi 的地位，因为他完全是在社会的这个规则范围之外。比如说那天南的巴布就是一位阿拉杜特。
Sometimes he was brahmachari, sometimes sannyasi, and sometimes he was householder.
他有时候是个真实生，有时候是 sannyasi, 有时候又是居士，有时候又
是 approach anyone, tell the general Krishna, do things that were very crazy compared to ordinary society.
他会去接近每一个人，让他们唱诵 Hare Krishna。在普通的世人的眼里，他就像一个疯子一样。
And there's different stories about Abhidhutas and all the time. Sometimes they just sit in one place and take whatever comes for food.
在布达瓦坦当中，有很多有关于阿瓦杜特这样的一个事例。他们会坐在一个地方，无论人们过来给他们什么吃的，他们就会接受。
Even Lord Vishabhya, when he gave up his kingdom, he became like another Buddha, just went naked. Unclean.
联署这三个队伍，他后来弃绝国王之后国家之后，王国他就成了一个挨了肚子，然后他就赤身裸体的，好像是很肮脏的样子。
Sometimes it's just so the society won't bother them, you know, they can just act completely crazy, nobody bothers. But inside they're completely Krishna conscious.
他们这样做呢，就是为了不让社会上的人来打扰他们，所以他们表面上好像是疯子一样，实际上他们内心的充满了 Krishna 之觉。
So even Krishna is telling a story, some ancient story.
Krishna 也开始讲述关于阿巴杜的故事。
And like everything else in the Bhagavatam, it may seem like a story, but it's all meant to help us so we can surrender to Krishna.
就像国家瓦坛其他的地方一样，表面上看来好像是一个故事，但实际上是为了帮助我们臣服 Krishna.
We're not just some, you know, there's so many stories in the material world.Not just like that. So I'll read the next verse. Avidutam Dujam Kanchit Parantam Akutobayam Kavim Nidhitya Taruna Yadu Prapanchya Dharmavit. Maharaj Yadu once observed a certain Brahmin Avidutta who appeared to be quite young and learned, wondering about fearlessness.Being himself most learned in spiritual strength, the king took the opportunity and inquired from him.
启文，玛哈拉什亚杜有一次观察到有一位布拉曼的阿瓦杜特，他好像是相当的年轻的博学，他无惧无畏的四处漫游。这位国王。自己就是在灵性科学方面非常博学，因此便趁机向他做出下面的询问。
So now, first part, Yadu said, Putta Budhya, young Brahman, Akartuk Sri Sukh Visharada, young Asajya Bhavalokam, Vidvam Skariki Balaga,Oh, Brahmana, I see that you are not engaged in any practical religious activity, and yet you've acquired the most expert understanding of everything and all people in the world. Kindly tell me, how did you get this extraordinary intelligence? Why are you traveling freely throughout the world, behaving like a child?
人，释迦都说 ，Oh, Brahmana, 我看见。你没有从事任何切合实际的宗教活动，然而您却对于这个世界上的万事万物一切人物都有一个最为深刻的领悟力，请仁慈地告诉我先生啊，您是如何获得了这个非同寻常的智慧，为什么您又在世界自由自在的旅行，您的行为就恰如一个孩童一样呢。
So this is showing also culture. You know, before he asks him the question, he glorifies him.
这也是一个文化的表现，就是在他进步行动之前，他首先先荣耀了他。
It's proper culture, like when we go in the deity room, we're supposed to say some prayers and go and we meet the guru or senior devotees who pay obeisances. It's culture.
这文化就是当我们见神像的时候呢，我们先向神像供奉祷文。比如说我们去见 guru 的时候，或者年长封建者的时候，我们也向他们顶拜。
Our different languages.We have different ways of speak, but you're speaking to a superior person. Give them a different title, and you're speaking in a different way.
在不同的语言当中呢，对于不同的长辈都有各自的头衔。
I don't know Chinese and Japanese. There's a whole different type of grammar one uses if he's talking to a person he considers Bargain, iron.
我不知道中文是如何，反正在日语当中呢，他们在跟一个长辈说话之前呢，都有各式各样的尊称。
So he recognized because the king is very learned. He could just by seeing this person that he was very intelligent, he understood the world.
这个国王呢，因为他自己又是非常博学的，所以他一眼就看出来了，这个 Brahmana Baba Abadutta 是非常有智慧的，他在全世界漫游。
So he's asking, how did you get this great intelligence? Why are you traveling around like acting like a child?
但是他边问这位 Brahmana Abadutta， 你是从哪里获得了这样非同寻常的智慧呢？那你的行为其实又是恰如孩童一般。
First, Kayom Dharmartha Kameshu Vivit Sayam Chimandra Hutu Naiva Sumihanta Ayusho Yashusha Shriya. Generally, human beings work hard to cultivate religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and knowledge of the soul. And also, their motive is to increase the duration of their lives.
对文，一般而言，人类都会努力工作，以便培养宗教心、虔诚心、经济发展、感官享乐，并且有关于灵魂的知识。他们一般的动机就是来增加寿命、获得名书，并且享受物质的富裕。
So we've heard of this Dharma Artha Kama. Most people do religion. It's a sacrifice or a prayer or whatever, trying to get material gain, get money, economic development.
对，我们都知道有这些词汇 Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. 就普通的人，他们会举行献祭、献上祈祷，就是为了获得物质上的经济繁荣。
Art
就是经济发展，就是满足感官的身体的需求。
And then when you get the economic development, of course, you have sense gratification.
而一般人的经济发展之后，就会从事感官享乐。
Then when they get frustrated that they can't enjoy it, then they want moksha liberation.
他们是遭到人生的挫败之后无法再进行享乐了，于是他们便寻求moksha解脱。
So, third point, an intelligent person should understand the soul different from the body than real happiness.Not like the eternal situation, beyond the bondage of material nature. However, ordinary persons, even when discussing spiritual subjects, generally desire to become famous or to increase their wealth and duration of life. By such spiritual practices, most common people think, for example, that the yoga system is meant for improving one's health.That money, when they pray to God for money, and that one's spiritual knowledge is meant for increasing one's prestige in society.
要指一个有智慧的人应该明白，如果有一个永恒的灵魂不同于躯体，那么真正的快乐一定是在我们永恒的处境之中，超越了物质本质的束缚。然而，普通的人即便讨论了灵性的主旨，通常还是渴望变得声名遐迩，来增加他们的财富、寿命。他们通过这种灵修，是想获得这样的结果。大部分普通人想。 例如瑜伽系统，就是为了来促进健康。一个人可能会向神求取钱财，别人的灵性知识是为了增加一个人在社会上的声望。
Maharaj Yadu wants to clarify that the young Brahman Avadhuta is not like ordinary people when he is actually on the spiritual platform. And this will be explained in the following verses.
Maharaj Yadu 希望澄清这个年轻的 Brahman Avadhuta 不像普通人一样，他实际上处在灵性层面上，其在下面的世界将得到解释。
So, it's an ongoing thing. He's just asking a question for his own benefit, but also for the benefit of everyone. He wants to know this and wants it broadcast.
他接下来就问了这些问题，这不仅仅是为了个人的好处，也是为了每个人的好处，以便他可以来传播这些知识。
So I think better to read it on you. Kaun tu kalpa kavir daksha subhago mita vaksham mukarta nehase kinshit jadon mata isachava. You, however, although capable, learned, expert, handsome, and most eloquent,I'm not engaged in doing anything, nor do you desire anything. Rather, you appear stupefied and maddened if you are a ghostly creature.
译文，然而，即便您是那么有能力、博学多才、精湛干练、英俊潇洒，而且富有语言天赋，然而您却是无所作为。你也不渴望任何事物，相反，您好像是呆若木鸡，并且就像一个鬼魂一样，好像疯狂了一样。
So again, he's describing this is what our duties usually appear. But we're not doing anything. We're not working.Not asking anybody for anything, they're not begging.
这进一步来形容一个阿巴杜特，他的行为举止，他一无所作为的，他也不去工作，他也不会去乞讨什么，也不会有什么欲求。
Nityananda, he would go begging.
Nityananda 会乞讨。
But he would just beg people to preach on Hare Krishna.
他祈祷的是让人们祈求人们去念诵 Hare Krishna。
He was never asking for
anything. 不求任何事物。
He would back sometimes he just would see a cow and he would just drink all the milk.
他有的时候就像疯子一样，他看见头母牛，他就去过去喝那个牛的奶。
If he saw a young girl, sometimes he asked if she would marry.
他看见一个年轻姑娘，都会走过去问人家结婚了没有。
Not an ordinary person.
So, 这并非普通人的行为举止。
Lord Chaitanya even asked.Shiva, so how can you keep this crazy person in your house?
So Chaitanya 甚至问 Shiva, Pandit, 你是怎么在家中你让这个疯子留在你的家中的呢？
Shiva would say, no matter what Nishinanda does, never lose faith in Nishinanda. he's the same as you.
希瓦斯就回答说，无论米提亚南德做什么，我从来不对他丧失信心，他就跟您是一样的。
No matter what crazy thing he does, I don't understand this extreme one. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy to hear that.
主舍丹娜听他说了这番话，非常的高兴。
He said, because of your great faith in Lord Nityananda, you'll never be poor.
他说，因为你对主尼天南的巨大信心，你永远不会贫困交加。
So even if Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, becomes poor, you will not be poor. Your house, no one will be poor.
他说，即便是 Lakshmi 幸运女神变得比贫如洗，你的房子也不会贫穷。
This way, this how we do that. So it says you don't want anything, you act stupid, like you're a crazy person, you're grossly honored. That way, everybody that. They're in a high transcendental, trance, and they don't want anybody to bother them. So someone acts like that, most people stay away, but this king could see his elevated position, so he's talking to me.
就在这里呢，以阿杜王就对这位阿杜杜说，你显得就是很呆滞，好像疯子一样，你也就像一个鬼魂一样。实际上，这样的一位阿巴杜的，他是处在禅定冥想当中，他这么做就是为了让一般人离他们远远的，实际上他们地位是非常崇高的。
Ignorant people often think that renounced spiritual life is meant for those who are impotent, incompetent in practical worldly affairs. Sometimes foolish people say that religious life is a crutch for those who can't achieve anything in the material world. Therefore, King Yadu has described the qualities of the mendicant Brahmin in order to show that the Brahmin has taken to renounce spiritual life in spite of great potential for worldly success.
无知的人通常以为气绝境日境界中的灵修是为那些无能或不谙世事的人而设立的。有时候愚人会信口雌黄说宗教生活是那些不擅长改善社会地位的人的支柱。因此
The king described him as very good looking, very eloquent, very qualified to be a great success in the material world.
因此，亚杜王描述了那位乞丐 Brahman 的品质，也写明那位 Brahman 尽管具有获得世俗成功的大能，却潜心灵修，过着气绝生活。这里说那位 Avadhuta Brahman 的博学干练，相貌英俊，能言善辩，各方面都出类拔萃。
We have many devotees like that in our movement. Some of them even gave up great success. Some are very successful, but they use everything for Krishna.
在我们运动当中有很多这样的奉献者，他们都很成功，但他们却放弃了世俗的成就，或者是他们将一切都用来服务 Krishna.
And some had big positions in the material world and they just gave it up. Like sannyas, moved in the ashram.
有些人在社会上身居高位，但他们却已放弃了。有的呢就成了这个sannyas。
But people tend to think like that already. Why did you become a monk? You must have had a bad life. You lost all your money. They lied to you or something.
但世俗的人却这样问啊，你为什么要成为一个和尚呢？肯定你的生活是一团糟糕，你也失去了你的钱财，你也没有什么社会地位。
Because sometimes that's special mercy also. Krishna takes away everything. Someone isn't entangled in your children.
Krishna， 这也是 Krishna 特殊仁慈。Krishna 会将这个奉献者的一切都拿走，好让他不再束缚于物质世界。
So anyway, here we say, in spite of all these qualifications, he's given up material life and taken to Krishna consciousness. Going back to Gaudiya, the eternal life and blessed knowledge is the real work of a human being.
和这里就说到了，这便是资格。他放弃了物质的生活，为了 Krishna， 放弃了一切物质。他准备回归家园，回归神手，来过上一种永恒的、充满真实力、极乐的生活，做一个真正的人类来生活。
You know, the six Goswamis, the six Chaturanga tournament, they gave up everything. They were very big brahmanas, or very rich, very big politicians, and they just left everything to live in Vrindavan. And at that time in Vrindavan, there was no guest house and air condition, and there was a jungle.
六哥斯阿米们，他们也放弃了后路，放弃了一切的财富。他们曾经是家财万贯，并且是政治家。他们放弃了这一切，去了文达文。当时的文达文既没有宾馆，也没有空调，只有一片丛林。
We live by begging just to get a little bit of food every day, just enough to stay alive.
他们靠乞讨为生，每天一点点的食物就足以维持他们的生活。
Sometimes they appeared like men, and they were just running. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Running here, running there, and they were just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
有时候他们显得像疯子一样，跑来跑去的呼唤着：“Krishna 在哪 ？Krishna 在哪？”
The followers of Lord Chaitanya cultivate their own Krishna consciousness and work hard, strenuously endeavor for missionary work to help others become Krishna conscious.
就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的追随者在培养他们自身的 Krishna 知觉的同时，还全力以赴的传教，帮助他人变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
It's because devotees have understood that.There's no material solution. The problems that people think are modern problems are not nothing new. They're the same old thing over and over again.
Because 奉献者知道一切的物质的问题都没有什么物质的解决方案，所有现在的问题都是老酒装新瓶，都是跟以前一样的问题。
Birth, death, disease, and old age. It's the same thing, again and again and again.
生老病死一样的问题，一而再，再而三的反反复复出现的。
Three full of miseries, right? Body diving, things beyond our control.Nature, the demigods, the earthquakes, the floods, the plagues, disease, you know, the things like that, the virus, it spreads. All this is just, it's beyond our control.
The 物质自然三重苦，其中 Adidavik 就是大自然给人类强加的这种痛苦，它是超越了人类的控制范围之外的，是半神人给予的，与地震。洪灾。
Our mind is disturbed, the body is disturbed, and all the aches and pains.
还有阿迪阿米克，就我们自己的心理和躯体带来的痛苦，就一直在那。
The biggest selling medicine in the pharmacy is painkillers.
在所有药房当中的卖的最好的药就是止疼片。
There's so many advertisements on the internet for something to stop pain.
就在网络当中有这么多的那广告词都是止痛。
so much pain in the womb. Then if we identify with the body and mind and think this is me, we go crazy because we can't stop the pain.
当我们跟那个躯体和心意认同的时候，我们就会疯狂了，因为我们简直没法阻止这种痛苦。
And then there's other living entities causes trouble, or people, or countries, or insects, or animals, depending on where you are.
还有其他生物体都给人类带来的痛苦。其他的人、其他的国家和其他虫子、动物都会引起我们焦虑。
So, foolish people sometimes talk bad about devotees, so why don't you get a job?
有时候有些人他们就会向对方见着说：“你们干嘛去？不去找个工作干啊？”
Devotees are working.Whatever they're doing, even if they're monks in the temple, they're distributing books, they're maintaining the deities, translating books, that's work. You know, cooking, all considered work.
奉献者们一直在不停的工作，忙碌着看书，在庙里崇拜神像，翻译，或者是做饭。这些都是工作呀。
Because you don't believe in the soul, people don't believe in the next life. You know, they think that working for spiritual enlightenment is just a waste of time.
因为普通人不相信有灵性、灵魂存在，不相信还有来世，他们所以就对灵性的启蒙不感兴趣，他们就在浪费时间。
I haven't heard of this for a while, but the time when I first joined, sometimes when devotees would go to the doctor, they were not feeling well for some reason.
When you first joined, the devotees went to...
Devotees that got sick, they would go to the doctor.
So, 我当我刚 Mara 他说他自己刚加入的时候呢，有时候奉献者会去看大夫，看病。
Sometimes the doctor said, "You're sick because you're not having sex." That's
cancer. 那医生就跟那奉献者说：“你之所以生病，是因为你从来没有性生活。”
Or maybe you're not eating meat.
或者是因为你不吃肉，所以你生病。
Because you're working for something that doesn't exist. There's no spiritual world. There's no next life. You have to, you have to enjoy this life. Then you'll be happy.
你之所以生病，是因为你在为那个灵不存在的灵性世界而努力，为来世而努力。你现在就赶紧想当下，及时行乐吧。
But they don't understand the soul, they don't understand, they're just wasting their lives, and it's a very important
thing. Because these doctors, they don't believe in the soul's existence, hence, these doctors themselves are wasting their time, valuable time.
So people are crazy, they'll spend millions of dollars to try to live a few extra weeks in the hospital, living on all kinds of machines or something.
其实人们都疯狂了，他们花上百万美金，只是为了在医院能够多活几星期而已，而且他们身体上连接着各种各样的机器。
They don't appreciate someone who's trying for eternal life. That's a real one.
他们并不欣赏那些为永恒的生活而努力的人们，那永恒的生活才是真正的生命。
So it's just crazy. Trying to enjoy without Krishna is just crazy.
所以 想在没有 Krishna 的情况下去享受，这才是真正的疯狂。
So many devotees in Krishna come from wealthy, learned families, but they want to perfect their life. They don't want to just enjoy, you know, the house and prestige and the car and the clothes.
好的奉献者呢，他们的家庭都是很富有的，那他们自身也很博学，但他们为了达到生命的完美，他们就放弃了这种享乐。因为有这房子啊、豪车、豪宅，还有巨大的声望。
So Krishna says about the beginning that the wise person who doesn't not interested in.So-called pleasures of combining the senses with the sense objects, decorating the body, getting a haircut, you know, getting clothes. Very interesting.
Krishna 在《菩萨蕃歌》当中说的了，一个智者，他放弃了就是感官和感官对象接触得来的快乐。他们也对于这种装饰自己不感兴趣，怎么让他们的发型变得有魅力，怎么穿更好的衣服。
Even our psychiatrists are studying and saying that, you know, that even when we buy a new thing, the pleasure that we get from that thing is over very quickly, even though the thing lasts longer. It's not giving it, it only gives us pleasure just getting it. Unless we get it.
即便心理学家也研究过，就当人们那个从买东西所获得的快感，这持续的时间比这个我们买来的东西的寿命还短。
We have to use material things and take care of our body in order to serve Krishna, but that's why we should be doing it.Whatever we're doing, after the goal is to surrender everything to Krishna. Then we're in the right institution.
You see, 奉献者他们会利用物质事物来维持他们的躯体，好服务 Krishna， 这是他们的目标。然后他们会臣服，将一切都臣服 Krishna。
I read one more verse. Such wonderful verses. Oh, 29. Although people within the temple are burning with great force fire, lust, and greed, we remain free, are not burned by that fire. We are like an elephant who takes shelter from the forest fire by standing in the Ganges River.
虽然这物质世界的所有的人都在色欲和贪婪的巨大的森林大火当中灼烧着，你却摆脱了那森林大火，并没有为它所灼烧。您就像站在恒河水当中来逃避森林大火的一头象一样。
So the material world is compared to a forest fire anyway. Sometimes there's actually a forest fire. But it's actually always like a forest fire. Samsara, Dhava, Nali, Loka. Everything is burning up. Everything is temporary.
这个物质世界就是一个森林大火，就像巴颂林诗当中的第一个诗节所唱到的那样，物质世界好像森林大火，所有的人都在这个森林大火当中感受到了痛苦。
And the only hope is the spiritual master is like the main put out the flames by.
唯一的希望就是灵性导师，他们就好像扑灭森林大火的人。
Like earlier this year, I think a Australia had so much forest fires, everything was burning for so long. Animals were killed, and trees and houses.
就今年年初的时候，澳大利亚就有森林大火，就燃烧持续燃烧了很多很长时间，有上百万的动物，还有很多的植物，以及像很多的房屋都被烧死了。
America has such big forest fires every year. So.
美国也是。
So we need to take shelter of the spiritual master that's standing in the river. So the natural result of the spiritual bliss is that this person who was physically attractive, his senses were full, he was young, but he was not affected by any kind of lust.
其实这个布拉姆达瓦杜特，他身体健壮又年轻英俊，但是他却没有被任何色欲所打扰。
This is called Mukti.
这个称为 Mukti.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura explains that within the Ganges flow great currents of water capable of taking out a blazing fire. If an elephant that's completely lusty stands in the Ganges, the cooling water cools him down and becomes peaceful.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura解说，在恒河当中有巨大的热水流，完全可以熄灭任何的熊熊燃烧的烈火。如果一条 如果一个被色欲所骚扰而变得疯狂的大象站在这个恒河当中，这恒河的强有力的水流就会熄灭它的色欲，这条大象就会变得平和。
Similarly, ordinary human beings trapped in the cycle of birth and death, constantly harassed by lust and greed, those are our real enemies.
So,
if we be like that, we take shelter of Krishna consciousness, the same thing. Lust, greed, and anger that become down.
同理，如果我们脱离不善之觉、愤怒、色欲，都会被熄灭。
When we convert our material desires into spiritual desires.
当我们把我们的物质欲望转化成灵性的欲望。
Lord Chaitanya said, "Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami." Sakala Ashanta. Bhukti means someone who just wants to enjoy the body. Mukti means someone who wants liberation. You want to get out. Mukti and Mukti, we want mystic powers. Mystic powers. Many people want mystic powers.
很多人,
so-called spiritual teachers or material teachers, they promise you get these powers, you can control, you can get rich, you can succeed.
所谓的灵性导师，还有物质的导师，都跟他们的学生说，如果你们应该获得这个玄秘的力量，你们就能获得富裕成功。
Prabhupada tells the story of the village. One of the young men, he left the village. He said he was going to go and study under a guru, get mystic power.
斯里巴巴也是讲了个故事，就在有一个村子里，曾经有一个年轻人，他想向一位guru学习怎么样获得神秘力量。
So he went away, and for 25 years he was gone, and he was just doing great tapasya.
他离开村庄25年，做出巨大的苦行。
So when he came back, his friend said, well, you know, what can you do now? What have you accomplished?
这年轻人过了20年回到村子里，然后那些人就问他，你的成就是什么呢？
So he said he could walk, and he walked across the river, walk on water.
他说可以踩在水面上过河。
And his friend laughed for 25 years. He said, I could take your fast river in my boat for 10 paisa.
他的朋友就笑起来了，说，你花十一块钱，我就可以用船载着你过河。
And almost nothing. So that is material. Mystic powers are just material powers.
So
no value.
物质的这种力量是没有什么价值的。
Another one should try to go back to God and try to understand not this body, but want to serve Krishna.
每个人该努力地回归神手，要明白自己不是个躯体，应该去服务Krishna。
I heard that so many times, why don't you get a job when we were distributing books? We were working maybe 8 or 10 hours a day distributing books. And the people that had terrible jobs, what they didn't like, why don't you get a job? What's wrong with you? That was just after that, I guess.
然后，马上说他自己以前派书的时候，他每天派书8个小时、10个小时，在街上会碰到那些就是从事可怕工作的人们，就会质问他：“你为什么不去找份工作？”
Okay, so the whole point of the whole thing is surrender to Krishna.
要点就是臣服Krishna。
So here, the king is describing all the material world, because he's amazed that this person is not involved in the material world at all. Even though he looks very qualified.
亚杜王他就注意到这个年轻的 Brahmana 的肚子，虽然他很有资格，但是他却丝毫没有卷入到这个物质世界。
Okay, so let's see if we have any questions to me.
intoxication with eating. So does a gold refer to money?
Yeah, because in that case, that's what money means.
So in that.但是我们要小心怎么运用这些钱财。有的人认为，有的奉献者觉得啊、哦，我需要很多的钱才可以传教，但他们为了赚钱，结果他们就连从事疯狂的工作。
Okay. Yes.I have another question.
No. 房间里的有问题吗？大家如果有问题，请就抓紧时间提上来。Mark, now there seems to be, can I ask another question?
Yes, of course.
So in the Bhaktisastra course, there is a question.Is it due to their very proud?
The what? I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, I have to check this question. I want to ask another question instead of this.
Okay.
So in this age, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. He is Krishna himself.
Yes.
So in other Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya also comes, but it's not Krishna himself.
He's what?
It's not Krishna.
His avatar is called. He is Krishna.
So in this Kali Yuga is Krishna himself, but in other Yuga, Kali Yuga, like in
one day of Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna comes personally during one day of Lord Brahma.
Yeah.
But in this, I heard that in this Kali Yoga, it's very special because it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this Kali Yoga, it's Krishna himself comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
It's the spiritual of this Kali Yoga. Then in the other Kali Yoga, it's not Lord Lord Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Right. Some kind of Lord Chaitanya, but it's not the same. This one is very special.
Okay. So his name is also Chaitanya.
If what?
The name is also the other.
I don't know. Might be, I don't know. But we just know that this Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, it's a Sankirtan movement that's just giving unlimited mercy to everyone. It's very special.
Okay. 我刚才就问那个妈妈这个问题，就是听说在咱们这个卡里年代，是咱们这卡里年代朱柴丹尼亚是 Krishna 本人亲自降临的。我问那个妈妈这是不是这样子的？妈妈说是这样的，就在咱们这卡里年代，现在是就是是500年前是主 Krishna 亲自以柴丹尼亚的身份降临的，所以是非常特殊的。Okay, so here's a question from Harivamsadas. Oh, 在一卡的时期，听说有恶魔藏在五谷和豆类的说法，荣耀卷婆杀的会怎样？ The questions in Ekadasi, I heard that the demons hide themselves in grains and beans.If we honor the prasadam made by grains and beans, what will be the result?
You know, Nikadasi?
Yes. If Harivamsa, this Harivamsa asked if whoever honored the prasadam made by beans,and greens, what will be the result of this prasadam? What will?
Well, it depends.
这要一看一看情况而定。
If someone is accidentally eats some grains, he can do a ecstasy the next day.Prabhupada was quite liberal about that.
If he was accidentally eating some grains and beans, he could have eaten the next day, 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 he could have eaten the next
day. If someone thinks,I don't care, it's a codicil, this is stupid, I'll just eat whatever I want. Then there might be some kind of karmic reaction.
如果有人他们就想啊，我才不在乎呢，这样的这种说法是非常愚蠢的。如果他们是这样带着这样的想法的去吃的话，他们就会遭致 karma 因果，带来业报。
But at least what I've heard, Prabhupada, someone, you know, accidentally they forgot it was Ekadasi, or, you know, they didn't know there was grains in something, you know, Prabhupada just said, well, you can do the next day.
但是帕帕德呢，他对于那些就是忘记了就是那天是 Ekadasi， 然后就 吃了五谷的话，怕怕的就说他们可以在第二天补过一卡的血。
Okay.
And then, now there's a question.
Okay.
高级。顶拜孤莲花族 ，Sanyasi 为什么也是物质的工作呢？灵性世界没有 Sanyasi 这工作吗？This Madhaji, this Madhaji Prabhu asked, obeisance to lotus feet of Guru. Why Sanyasi is also a material job?
It's not a material job if he's a devotee Sanyasi. He's preaching Krishna consciousness.
如果是一个奉献者是奉献者的 Sanyasi 不是物质工作，因为他在传播 Krishna 知觉。
But the Sanyasi is still within the Varnashram.
但是 Sanyasi 他也是在那个四社会阶层、四灵性进阶这制度当中。
So.The sannyasi is acting under, you know, basic rules and regulations, basic normal life, but as a sannyasi. Whereas the avaduta, he is not concerned with any ordinary rituals and any ordinary behavior or anything. He is not sinful, but he doesn't care about the society. He may go naked.They just never talk.
But, 但是一个阿巴杜特，他是不会在乎一个普通的这个世俗的仪轨或者行为规范的。他从来不犯罪，他只是不在乎这些世俗的这些规则。他赤身裸体，从来不说话。
Okay.
Yes. Now the next question is that aren't there not any job like sannyasi in the spiritual world?
No.
没有
Well, in Vaikuntha, you know, everyone is.There's no surdas, there's no brahmin, chatriya. They don't take
like Vaikuntha 没有什么 sudra, brahmana, chatriya, 我认为没有。
In Goloka Vrindavan, you know, that everyone is some sort of cowherd boy or gopi or...cow, like that.
在格洛克文大的每个人都是牧牛童、狗皮，或者是牛母牛。高兴。This question, another question is that why injure?The position of Indra is higher than his guru, Vishwarup.
What is that?
Why the position of Lord Indra? Because the guru, Indra's guru, Vishwarup,is coming from the earth.
Well, Indra is the king, so he has power, you know, but I don't understand how, where it ever says that Indra is higher than the guru.
我不知道您这是在哪里，这句话出自哪里？
I don't think that that's actually
fact. 嗯，所以我认为就是您说的这个是不属实，不属实的。So the next question.
Yeah.
放商业街美医社深深顶拜 Gurudev 和所有奉献者，请问人体生命的最高完美是什么？怎？The next question is, this Prabhu pay our obeisance to Gurudev and all devotees. He wants to know the highest perfection for human life.
The highest perfection for human life is love for Krishna. That's the goal, that's the only purpose of human life.
最高的人体生命的完美是对 Krishna 的爱，这是人类生命的目的。
You know, Sarva Dharma Parichaya, you surrender to Krishna. Everything is just for Krishna.
Sarva Dharma Parichaya, 你向 Krishna 臣服，将一切都给 Krishna。He further asked.How to attain this perfection? By what kind of endeavor? How to make this endeavor?
Well, we start out and we never finish chanting every day and follow under the guidance of spiritual master, following the four regular principles, and then gradually we wake up and Krishna helps us.It's a simple process of bhakti yoga. Krishna says, bhakti mam abhijananti, only by bhakti. It's not by any mechanical or any trick or anything, but it's a gradual process. Well, of course, if you can surrender everything to Krishna, it can be immediate, but generally it takes time.
The last sentence, he surrendered everything, but it's immediate. Okay, I understand.
No, it can be immediate, but it's very unlikely. But if we could surrender everything, then immediately your life would be perfect. You could have pure love for Krishna. But we have attachments, so we have to practice. We have to work under the guidance of the spiritual master, chanting the holy name, hearing and chanting.Serving devotees, associating with devotees, that's the process. It's very simple.
You mean that, we can surrender immediately and attain perfection, but there are some testament, there are some tests, so we have to work on association?OK, 所以那个妈妈回答就是说你获得完美的努力就是说你马上开始，然后呢去念诵，在灵运导师的指导之下，逐渐的就唤醒自己，然后 Krishna 就会帮助你，然后通过修习 Bhakti 瑜伽，阅读经典，跟奉献者联谊，没有什么就是不要投机取巧，然后渐渐的逐渐的臣服一切。当然在博家方哥也说了，你放弃一切就臣服 Krishna 就可以工作，但是一般的程序就是通过联谊，通过做服务。And next part is, 怎样知道自己在日常规范修习不是机械的念诵和做服务呢？ The second question is that, how can I know that in my sadhana practice, is not mechanical chanting and mechanical service.
Can you repeat it?
How can I... So, the question is that... How can this problem know he's not mechanical? His service, his sadhana is not mechanical.
Don't worry, just pray to Krishna, please let me serve you.
不要着急，就向 Krishna 祈祷，请让我服务你。
It's mechanical when we don't realize that we're trying to please Krishna.That Krishna is a person. We just think we're just doing these things, you know, because.
就当我们没有意识到我们做服务是为了取悦 Krishna， 没有意识到 Krishna 是一个人，而是在那里一味的做，这就是机械的。
Yeah, we're doing it, but we're just thinking of sense gratification. But we have to be thinking, I want to offer everything to Krishna.That's not mechanical. We may not be perfect, but we have to try for that. Just keep doing it. Associate with devotees, you know. Find devotees that feel like they're alive in you and associate with them.
如果我们只是为了自己的享乐在那里一味的在那里工作的话、就是机械的我们应该把一切都供奉给 Krishna 这个就不是机械的我们应该找到那些能够给我们一起启发的人跟这样的人来联谊The next questionit's from Hari Vamsa Das. 中国的四季豆和长豆角是以它的是限制的豆类吗？丁拜老师，灵魂，中国的四季豆。
Okay, is another question?
Yes, the next question is about the Chinese. It's a long bean.Is it belong to, we should not take it in the Ekadasi?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand at all what you said.
Yeah, I have to, sorry, wait a minute, I'll find the 长豆角.
Sounds like you couldn't understand the question, so you couldn't translate it.
This long bean, but in the web it's translated as long bean. It's a long, like 10. Oh, sorry, Wait a minute, I've searched it on this website. Fresh bean, it's translated as a fresh beans. Can we eat it today?
Can we what?
Eat it in the Ekadasi day.
Eat
Some、
what?
Devotees use this fresh beans.
Beans or beans?
Okay, I understand. 就不行。
I mean, come on, you know, there's a million things you can eat. Why do we have to want to eat something, you know? You know, the best ecstasy is don't eat anything and you don't have to worry. So, but there's so many vegetables you can eat. Why do you want to, you know, one day worry about, can I eat beans or can I have...You know, chapati because it's not a grain, it's ground up or something. People come up with all kinds of crazy ideas.
Okay, 就是那就不能吃，因为豆角就是豆类，因为我们有上百万种的食物都可以做替代， 斯，马尔说最好在伊卡德斯每天就是不吃东西，所以就每个的星期是一个呢，让人感觉没有轮回，没灵魂，加强我不是躯体而是灵的症结。Space 其实马尔 After the soul change to a new body, the soul will completely forget what he had suffered previously, even to the point that you think there's no reincarnation, there's no soul.
Yeah.
So how can we strengthen the conception that we are not this body, but we are spirit, we are soul. This, how can
keep reading the Bhagavad Gita.
不断的念诵。
Our mind is full of garbage. So we have to throw out the garbage and put in the good stuff.
不断的坚持念诵，不断的坚持阅读，不再放歌。因为我们的心意现在里头都是装满了垃圾了，所以我们要把这些垃圾给扔出去。我们要用好的事物来放在我们的心意里。
So we're getting purified, but we have to take to the process.
我们必须要净化自己，就是必须使用正确的方式来净化自己，用这种法门净化自己。
So say you have a glass of beer, you know, if you put water, enough water, you'll have a glass of water, the beer will all come out.
我们有一杯那个啤酒，我们就不断地把那个啤酒杯里灌水，逐渐的就这些水就会替代原来的啤酒了。
But if you put the water in one drop at a time, it'll take a long time.
如果我们是一滴一滴的，就是往那个啤酒里头滴水，这需要很长很长时间。
So if sometime one day you put a little water, and you know, an hour later you put a little more, then you think, oh well, now it's half and half, I can drink that. No, so the mind is full of dirty things, so we have to drive it out by putting in the pure nectar of the holy name in the Bhagavad Gita.It's very simple. And eating prasadam, only prasadam. And following ekadasi is very helpful.
如果我们一天才滴一滴，或者是过几个小时再往这个啤酒里的滴清水，那可以想而知要花多长时间。所以我们要通过纯粹的圣名，通过不再放歌，只吃prasadam来净化我们的心意。当然，就像我们过 Ekadasi 也特别有帮助。
All right. It's the same old story. You know, I don't know if these are new devotees or old devotees asking, but the process doesn't change. It works, but we have to apply it. We have to, just like anything.You want to walk somewhere, you have to move your foot, one foot after another. Then you can keep moving. Otherwise, you don't move. You just stand there and think, how do I walk? Oh, how can I walk? How can I walk? I don't know. Maybe it's too far. No, then we'll never get anywhere. Just start walking. Keep walking. Get there.
这个方法是奏效的，是始终永远奏效的。我们只需要开始迈步。如果我们停滞不前，站着。
You have to be walking on the right road. You know, you have to know where you're going.
我们还要走正确的路，我们知道自己要往哪个方向走。我们必须得开始迈步。如果我们站在那儿就想，哎呀，目标那么遥远，我怎么到这个目标？那永远到不了。我们的方法就是，我要做的就是开始走，一步一个脚印的往前走。
Okay, so we have to know where we want to go. We want to go to surrendering to Krishna. We want to go to loving Krishna so that we just want to serve Krishna. Krishna will help us. We have to, he will help us. If we're doing something, he'll help us. If we're not doing anything, he won't help us. He can't.
我们要走，还要走在正确的道路上，那就是臣服 Krishna， 爱 Krishna， 只服务 Krishna。如果我们是这样朝这个方向努力的话 ，Krishna 就会帮助我们。那有一句成语叫做“天助自助者”。
Okay, so just keep chanting. Have faith.But you have to know what is Krishna. That's why we have the books. We have knowledge. We have to hear about Krishna. Because the mind is getting filled up with pollution all the time. It's already polluted for millions of lifetimes. But every time we go out, we see so many unpure things. So we need to be hearing the pure things and keep balance.
所以我们就需要有信心，要知道 Krishna 是什么，然后从书中要聆听 Krishna， 因为我们的心已经受污染上百万年了，而且呢，我们一出门看的都是不纯粹的东西，因此我们需要去聆听纯粹的音阵。
OK，
这样回答可以吗？
So we keep saying, you know, that association with devotees, chanting the holy name every day, especially if we're initiating, you know, a promise. Because if you make a promise and you don't keep your promise, even in the mature world, you'll be in trouble.
So we 总是在一直在强调要联谊，要联谊，要每天念诵圣名，尤其是启迪的人。如果启迪了之后不遵守这个念诵圣名的话，那你就会遇到麻烦了。
It was a really good song, I remember, when I was young. Don't make promises you can't keep. There's many songs with that name in English. You know, you're getting in trouble if you're in business. Okay, I promise I'm going to do this for a certain price, and then...cheat, you don't do it, you change your price, and you give something less than you promised, you get in trouble.
马尔说他从小就听到一首歌，有一首歌印象特别深，那个意思就是说，如果你不能兑现的话，就永远不要承诺，轻易承诺。
So if you promise the guru,I'm going to chant 16 rounds every day, but then we don't do it, then of course we get weak. We don't get the mercy. We cut the connection. We pull out the plug.
特别是如果我们向姑姑承诺了每天要念十六圈，我们却不念的话，那我们就会越来越弱。我们得不到这份仁慈，就会切断跟姑姑的联系，就好像从墙上电源那拔下的电源一样。
We disconnect from the parampara. Just like if your battery goes dead, then if your battery is dead, you can't use your phone. You have to plug it in.
我们切断了跟使徒传信的联系，就好像如果我们的手机，没有电了的话。你就慢慢的你就没法使用这个手机了。
Okay, so you have to keep plugged in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hold on to those beads. That's your connection to the spiritual world. Like a long rope. Every bead is pulling you a little closer. Krishna.
所以我们要拿着念珠，要不断的念诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.这个念珠就好像一条长长的绳索绳子，把我们一点一点的往灵异世界在拽。
We have to remember, I'm trying to get to Krishna. That's my goal. if we're trying to get, you know, material sense gratification of any kind, gross or subtle, then that's mechanical. We're not going to get any pleasure from it.
你要记住，我们的目标是朝着 Krishna， 朝着 Krishna 的方向在前进。如果我们无论是从事粗糙的还是精微的感官享乐，永远不会带来快乐的。
OK。
OK。OK。Harivamsa Prabhu also ask。听帕帕德说，我们有几千万、百万是服务玛雅，我们就用这一辈子去服务 Krishna， 怎么理解？heard from Srila Prabhupada said that for thousands and millions of lifetimes we have been serving Maya. So just using this lifetime to serve Krishna, how to understand that?
Okay.
Ma?
Yeah.
So how to understand that Srila Prabhupada said that we have been serving Maya for millions of lifetime. We just serve Krishna in this lifetime. How to understand this statement?
Well,What's the difficulty?
妈说这个话有什么难理解的
？But we probably in previous lifetimes were serving Krishna a little bit, but we didn't finish. Now this life, by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda's mercy.We have a chance to fully serve Krishna in a very, it's given to us so easily. Discount price. Just chant the holy name and follow the forerunner principles. We don't have to do all kinds of rituals and perfections and learn a million slokas and pronounce everything perfectly. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. So this is our chance to really serve Krishna.But probably we did some service in previous lives, but we didn't finish. So therefore, by this life, we're given this opportunity.
那上一世可能我们做了一点点服务，但是没完成。那这一世呢，我们遇到了一个良机，就是主柴丹尼亚主尼提亚南的给我们打折了。我们不用做那些仪式，不用背上百万的诗节，不用非常完美的发音，只要。遵守思想原则，只要唱诵 Hare Krishna 就能达到完美。
Okay, so we should remember, you know, I've served Maya enough, and I've never been satisfied. Please let me just serve Krishna in this life. That's the idea. It's not like we never lived before. We've been trying to enjoy in different bodies and different universes.For millions of lifetimes. So let's finish it up. That's the whole idea. Now is the chance. Take it. Get on the boat.
我们已经上百万生服务玛雅了，不同阶梯在同的宇宙中轮回。那这时呢，吉普拉赶紧住着这个词上船。
So sweet, Dave. You'll get all these questions answered very easily, and you have better questions.
那是他每次都给大家强调同一个信息，每隔15分钟，那你就能很容易的理解这些问题，就会提出更好的问题了。
You know, we're all looking for some cheap, easy way instead of walking up the mountain.Waiting for someone to build an elevator or give us a helicopter or something.
我们总是找那些便宜的。
Start walking, keep walking, you'll get there. Start chanting, keep chanting. No matter how you feel, just chant louder, chant. pray, begging Krishna, please, Krishna.
我们都总是在找那些捷径。
The holy name is Krishna. When you're chanting, it's Krishna, the person, the supreme personality of Godhead. It's not just some, you know, hypnotism, isn't it?
我们要知道 Krishna 圣灵就是 Krishna 就是至尊性格神兽我们要大声的念诵祈求向 Krishna 祈求 Krishna 就是不要等着直升飞机来等着人家做修好电梯我们就开始走开始爬山
Okay.
There's another question.
Okay.
What's the subcon? Yeah, Harivamsa Das said thank you.
Okay, Harivamsa. Where does Harivamsa live?
Harivamsa, 您住在哪个城市？The next question is, what is subconsciousness? Harivamsa Das lives in Nanchang city, Jiangxi province.
Okay, are there other devotees there?
那个江西南昌有奉献者吗？别的奉献者？
Anyway, now we can associate many different ways online also. So take advantage.
He said there's no devotees.
That's the problem. Then you have to take advantage to get connected when devotees are doing all these YY things.
Okay. 那您就需要就是跟那个在 YY 上通过 YY 跟奉献者保持联系。The next question...
Yeah.
This is the... Harivamsa Das, he further said he and his devotee wife is take care of their son. Their son is 4 months old. He's very gratitude for the concern of Guru Maharaj.
What?
They had a son of only 4 months old. He and his wife are both devotees.
Good.
They had a small baby of 4 months old. Male baby.
Nice. So they can have kirtan in the house. The baby will love it.
Ma said, 你们可以在家里头 kirtan.你们的儿子会一定会喜欢那个 kirtan 的。Hare Krishna asked, "What's subconsciousness?"
What's what?
Subconsciousness.
Subconsciousness.That's the super soul, actually.
Okay. 潜意识是超灵。
That's how we remember everything. You know, the keeping track of everything and knowing or organizing everything. That's the super soul, but the scientists call it the subconscious, but we know it's actually the super soul. It's deeper than the mind.
是因为超灵让我们记住一切超灵呢就让记录了就让我们能够追溯我们所有的这些记忆让我们加以组织科学家称这个为潜意识就是所有这些呢都深深的就在我们的心意里很深的地方
OK。
好，这样回答可以吗？
Okay, are we happy?
嗯，您对这个回答满意吗？高兴吗？您可以再见。Okay. 非常感谢大家。
Next week is about the other day.
好，下一周是弹车节。
But all the rat theaters are canceled. Because of this China virus.
嗯，但也很不幸，因为所有弹车节都被取消了。
So we have to have an online rat. I think they're going to have the rat theater in Jagannath Puri, though. They built the carts.
Oh, so they are continue to hold the festival this year?
Well, they built the carts. So I think they're just going to do it anyway, no matter what the government says. Maybe there won't be so many people there as usual.
Yes. So, 妈妈说那个在扎纳普瑞仍然会举行弹车节，因为他们已经把这个车都造好了，所以不管那个印度政府怎么说还会举行的，但可能没有那么多人了。
OK Suo Yo Long Nya Rui Wu Ju Wei De Feng Sha Jai
Jai
Well but sureYou would say it 10 times faster. Okay? Xie xie. See you Friday morning.
妈妈说大家再见。Thank you so much, 妈妈。
Hare Krishna very much. You tag your heart.
Jai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mara. Hi, Krishna. 那亲爱的大家，我们今天晚上的那个节目就播送到这里，非常感谢大家聆听。Hi, Krishna.